I was debating on what I would read for this, and I thought I'd dig back through some really old writing. And a lot of my stuff I have typed up from a while ago, and some of it's like in journals scribbled. And I found an old journal of mine, and I was rifling through it, and it's excruciating to read. There's like checklists of things I want to accomplish and people I want to hang out with. Art project ideas, diet I went on, goals of places I wanted to write for, websites I was designing. bands, shows I wanted to go see. And I thought I might read some of this journal, but it's really, really tough to look at. I had gotten out of a really long-term relationship and I was trying to date again and just crashing and burning and, having conflicts with long-term off and on a guy friend I had this thing with off and on for years. Oh, and I talk about writing him this letter, everything I wanted to say to him, and he wrote back and we got in this argument, screaming at each other. Man, so I'm reading all of this part of my life, and I don't want to share that, but I will share a couple of poems I found shoved in this journal, and I don't know when I wrote them or who they were about, but when you get my affection, I write about you, so who knows who these were about. I think I know who this one's about. I don't know who this one's about. Okay. These are love poems. So here's the first one. It's written on a crumpled up piece of yellow paper. Maybe I'll post a picture of it. I can almost feel your fingers in my hair, nestled up. We nestle up in a tumbled, ruffled, blissful mess. Or so I imagine, until you are here again. And here's one more. In a state where I've been thrown into the ocean, this vast, endless horizon with salty liquid all around. And here's where you appeared magically, just as I started to grow tired, around my arms like water wings. I may still be swimming. I may swim forever, but at least now I'm floating. So those are my love poems. Maybe I'll share a couple more. Here's another one I wrote about a guy friend of mine. If I can find it. I thought I saw it in here. Oh man, it's written in red pen, so I thought I'd be able to find it easier as I'm flipping through this. I just saw it. Here's another one. This one's not as happy. I am not Montreal. I am not Canada. I am much smaller. Je parle un peu de français, but I'm flesh and warm and kind, and kisses here. Does Montreal love you back? Your choice. A city you love, or a woman who loves you. Or is it even love? This whim, this thought, those few moments we shared. Are they worth trying for? Are they worth fighting for? Am I the only one who believes?